Now we are told in verses 8 and 9, and he that is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, wash himself in water, that he may be clean, and after that he shall come into the camp and shall tarry abroad out of the tent 7 days. But it shall be on the 7th day that he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrows, even all his hair he shall shave off, and he shall wash his clothes. Also he shall wash his flesh and water, and he shall be clean. And you have to admit, this is unusual also. Now, this is part of the sacrificial ceremony and has to do with the acceptance of the leper back in among others. He's returning back to society. And all of this had to do with the fact that the old life has ended for him. He's no longer a leper, but a new life opens for him. And his clothes represent the habits of life. And shaving all the hair of his body emphasizes the radical and revolutionary change that's going to take place in the life of the believer when he comes to Christ. You see, the putting away of the flesh is essential to a consistent walk before the world. And the Lord Jesus said, by their fruits ye shall know them. And that's still the test tube for his own today. And 7 days is a complete cycle of inspection and testing. He's to be tested, you see, before he returns to society. I think sometimes we let some folk give a testimony a little too soon. That was true of some of these Hollywood so-called converts. They testified a little too soon. They're to be put up after they're supposed to be cleansed of leprosy. And he's to wash him thoroughly. And the child of God must continually do this. Now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. And sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And friends, you can never be cleansed or sanctified, set apart for God's use, until you come to the word of God. How important that is.